My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. We are in the third chapter, Mishnah number 6. Yesterday, we started a new topic, Matters of Uncertainty. And now we're going to continue on that topic, and we're specifically going to talk about people of uncertainty. We're going to talk about that in Mishnah 6, 7, and 8, so the next three Mishnayot, bleeding into tomorrow. Let's read the Mishnah and then we'll explain a little bit. A deaf mute, a fool, or a minor that are found in an alley that contains tuma, impurity. Even though they're in this mavui, we consider them becheskatara. We're going to explain why we should consider them tame and why we don't. But if someone of sound mind is found in the exact same situation, then we consider that person tameh. Anyone who can't be asked, anyone who is not fit to be asked about their state, they are in a case of safek, uncertainty, then we consider them tahor. So what's going on here? So there's two important principles in play here. One is, we'll talk about the second one first. Skip over the Chereshot of Katan, and let's talk about the Mavui. So Mavui is Rishus Yachid. Why is Rishus Yachid important? So we have a special rule about Rishus Yachid. The rule is that if we have a matter of Safik in Rishus Yachid, we generally consider it to be Tame. Whereas if we have a matter of Safik in Rishus Rabim, we generally consider it to be Tahor. What is the difference between Rosh Hashiach and Rosh Hashirabim? The Torah treats them differently. How do I know this? Because of the case of the Sota. The case of the Sota, Torah talks about, is a case of Safek Tuma, basically in Rosh Hashiach. We are uncertain about what the woman did or didn't do, consorted with or did not. Those are all matters relating to Safek Tuma. And the Torah treats it as a vadai, because it happened in a Rosh Hashiach. So we can extrapolate from there. We can make a kal vachomer that sota can be questioned. The sota is also capable of making moral decisions. So someone who can't be questioned can't make moral decisions. Al achas kama v'kama. So there we have it. We have the second case of pikeach, who's in the mavui, is in a Rosh Hashiach where there's Tuma, so we're not sure. We'll assume that that guy is Tame. Why do we differentiate for Cher Shot of a Katan? And here's our second principle, which is Kol Shein Bodali Sha'el Sfeko Tahor. These three individuals are people who cannot be asked whether they are Tame or not. They wouldn't be able to answer intelligently. Therefore, we assume that they are Tahor, because this whole Kal Vachomer from the Sota, whether it's from the Sota in Bamidbar, or whether it's the case in the seventh chapter of Vayikra, dealing with meat that's allowed to be eaten or not eaten, those are two different tracks of interpreting the sources of the laws here. At any rate, going from the Sota case, we can't extrapolate, because the Sota is a woman who is intelligent, and she can make moral decisions, and she understands the moral option choosing that she has at her dispensation, and these people are not. So we have a general principle, Kol She'ein Bo Da'at Leisha'el Sfeiko Tahor, and that is something that we will stick to, as you'll see. Chapter 3, Mishnah 7. Going right along, Tinok Shenimsa Betzad Beit HaKvarot V'Asho Shenim Be'edo. So we have a child who, by the way, is otherwise thought to be Tahor, and we find him by a cemetery, which I suppose was a normal thing at the time the Mishnah was being written. He's hanging out by a cemetery, and he's holding lilies in his hand. And where are the lilies growing? And we look around, and we see that the only lilies growing in sight are inside the cemetery. So now we have to figure out, this kid seems like he picked the lilies in the cemetery. Could be that, or it could be that somebody else picked lilies, went to the cemetery, that person got tame in the interim, because going to the cemetery makes you tame, and handed the lilies to the kid. So which one is it? Is it that the kid went into the cemetery to get lilies and became tame in the process, or is it that someone else came along and handed the lilies to the kid? Eina shoshanim ela b'makom ha'tuma, tahor. We consider the kid to be tahor, shani omer, because I could say, shani omer is like a theoretical, I could postulate, acher lekatan v'natan lo. Someone else came along and gave it to the kid. So I'm allowed to choose that option. Basically, we employ this case in we employ this principle that we that kol she'en bo dat li'isha'el sfeiko tahor in a case where we have two good options. We can choose the one that leads to tahara. V'chein chamor bein ha'kvarot, related example, we have a donkey. It's a good example because we're getting ourselves out of humans and into other kinds of things that can't be asked and can't answer questions. A donkey who's carrying a saddle and is carrying a satchel and carrying other things. So the donkey is walking through the cemetery. Donkey is tame, most likely. But what about the saddle and the satchel? Did it touch tame things? Was it in the shadow of tame things? We don't know. We could theorize either way. So we are allowed to conclude kelev tahorin. We're allowed to assume that the kelim are tahor. Thanks for listening. We will see you tomorrow.